Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/The Remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue.
And I am your host, Esther.
All right. Peace and greetings. I want to say welcome to the whole Remix family. And so good to have you guys here. I want to start out by definitely giving out the call-in number. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone line. Well, don't press 1 yet, but you will be pressing 1 a little later in the show. And also, just to remind you that the chat room is open, and if you want to come on over and join us in the chat room, because this is where a lot of the action takes place as well, you are certainly free to do that. I see everyone getting themselves all revved up and ready to go. You can come on over and join us in chat. Just simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ all one word, The Remix, and come on in. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, I want to be the first to say welcome, welcome, welcome here as a guest in the forum tonight. Just click the button at the very bottom that says sign up, tell us who you are, and come on in. The Remix family is sure to make you feel right at home and very welcome. Wow, can you believe it is September the 15th, 2013? And yeah, we're live in the Remix. How you doing, Esther?
I'm doing good. I'm doing wonderful. I cannot believe that it is September 15th already. How did we get to half of the month ago? I don't even remember how we got this far.
Yes, time is definitely slipping, tripping, and we are moving very fast into the future. I'm excited about our share here tonight, and we're going to be getting all into that. It is a remix first, and very, very excited about the information that this brother is going to be sharing with us here tonight about his path and journey and just where he is with his work. I want to take this time, though, to reflect on last show that we did on Friday night, because it had a lot to do with what we're going to be talking about here tonight as we welcome our guest, Sebastian, joining us here in the forum for the very first time, Sebastian, I should say. And the last show that we talked about, the show was The Dreamland of the Gold Medallion. Now, that show was all about dreams, both on the mental, physical, and spiritual level, just about dreams. And did you notice, Esther, the next day, Yahoo, like, did this big spread?
Yes.
Gold coins, all of these gold coins that they had found. And so the guided meditation, the visualization, spirit quest that we did was all about gold coins.
Those and gold coins,
those gold medallions. Now, interesting enough, the gold coin that they were talking about on Yahoo and that has been spread all over is a gold coin that originally sold for $4. Now, as of, I believe it is, September the 23rd, they're going to be auctioning that gold medallion, that gold coin off, and it could be worth $1.5 million. So I want to challenge all of you magic makers out there to think about dreams that you had when you were young, dreams that you have now, And realize that those dreams could be worth their weight in gold, and they could be worth millions for you. So never give up on your dreams. This is really what we're going to be talking about tonight as we get ready to get into the show. I'm so excited. So I guess it's a good time for you guys. I see you guys all out there getting yourself all on the phone lines, getting lined up in the chat room. Welcome to the Remix. We are so glad that you are here tonight. Remember, tonight's show, as well as all of the Remix shows, all you have to do is download, download, download. You can go to iTunes and download. The show is going to be there. As well as you can actually bring yourself right on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/all one word, The Remix, and download the show here. So you can download it and you can listen to it over and over again. We're going to give out some international shots out tonight, and we have our international guest who's going to be joining us here live in the forum tonight. And if we had to describe him, and he's going to come on and share that with you, but, he considers himself to be an alchemist. And I certainly could see that. Can't you see that, Esther?
Oh, yes, big time. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
big time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Big time. Alchemist, yes. Filmmaker. He is a social entrepreneur. He does editing. He does producing. He does writing. And he's all about making dreams come true, which is amazing. Yes, absolutely.
Which is really, 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 really amazing. So we're going to give some international shouts out to all of our brothers and sisters who are listening from around the globe, joining us right here live, listening in the forum. So we're going to give some international shouts out. Big ups to the UK. We're going to do them first tonight because we know the UK is in the house tonight. I see you guys all in there. So big ups to the UK. Amsterdam is listening live in the house tonight. We have Egypt listening live tonight. Parts of South Africa listening live. Amsterdam, I already said y'all. Y'all are here. We see you. Japan is listening live tonight. We also have Bosnia listening in live tonight. Saudi Arabia is listening live tonight. Wow. We have Canada listening live in the forum tonight, and we also have, yes, parts of South Africa, Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad.
Morocco, shout out to them, Argentina, Belgium, Barbados, Indonesia, Italy, Australia, Germany, we are everywhere. The Philippines, Malaysia, Kenya, wow.
Yes. So all of our international listeners, and of course we're not going to forget the brothers and sisters here in the West, we want to say welcome to the Remix here tonight. We are so glad to have you guys in the forum joining us here tonight. I also want to give you guys a reminder, coming up this Thursday night, don't forget, talk about legendary, Mr. Roy Ayers himself is going to be joining us Thursday night, a Remix First, live, very special, special day, special night. Mr. Roy Ayers is going to be joining us, and we are so excited. So just doing all kinds of magical things here in the Remix. Also, I want to give a big shout out to Brother Bobby Hemmen. And I don't know if you guys seen, but Alicia Rashad, of course, we know who she is. She was everybody's kind of mama growing up from the Cosby. She played Bill Cosby's wife, Alicia Rashad. And she's actually doing a presentation this evening that she's doing about the four girls, the four young girls who were killed in the church in Alabama, in Birmingham,
yeah.
happened. And interesting enough, that started in 1963. Just so you guys can get a scope for those of you who are not familiar with Mr. Roy Ayers, is that his first album came out in 1963. So he's been making music, social music, all of this too. So all of these wonderful brothers and sisters, past, present, and future, who have joined us here in the remix. We want to send love and light to all of them. We're going to play some Baby Blue. And then we're going to get ready to get into the share. And I do believe Sebastian is online with us as well, too. I do believe he is here. And so we're going to play a little bit of Baby Blue. And, of course, we're going to dance.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we do. It's the remix. We're going to raise the vibration, raise the frequency up, get to moving around. I want to give a shout out to everyone who had a birthday, Earth Day, during this particular month. I want to give a shout out to all of you. Hugs and kisses from us on the remix, and just enjoy this time, this light, this energy that you're in, and do that. You know, Baby Blue has a birthday coming up, the goddess Rainwater, who makes amazing jewelry and does all of that. She designs clothes and all this great stuff. She has a birthday that just passed as well, so happy birthday. Happy Earth
yes.
Day, you guys.
Shout out to the Virgos. Yes.
Yes. All right, so here we go. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to get ready to dance.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, so wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stop and get yourself up. So you can get ready to move your body. This song that we're going to be playing here, I thought it was so fitting for what we're going to be talking about tonight, because we're really talking about dreams, really in a very, very unique way, as we get ready to welcome Sebastian. And, of course, that is our official mascot for the remix. You hear him in the background. Magellan and Patrick.
Yes, Magellan
so
and
they're
Patrick.
Letting us
yes.
know. That they are doing this short show here tonight. So men, women, children, animals, all are welcome. The seen and the unseen. Blessings to the ancestors and everyone who's joining us in the farm tonight. So here we go. We're going to dance to this song and just kind of let the vibe groove you as we get into the show.
I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in the torn up town. No postcode envy, but every song I go keeps breaking.
And we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's a
Can everyone hear me? Yes, hello. Hello, everyone. So that jam, I see you all love that jam. That was called Royal, and that is by the group Lord. Yes, very funky. Yeah, I love it too. I love it too. So perfect song to set up to continue our discussion really that we've been having about dreams, about what are your dreams and how you go about pursuing your dreams, and ties right in with our guest Sebastian. Like we said, Sebastian Thiel, a.k.a. Sebastian Thiel, alchemist, who is a filmmaker, a social entrepreneur. He does editing, he does producing, he does writing, he does making dreams. I actually posted one of his short films on the Remix page. And so if you have not had a chance, please go over and take a look at that. You can watch it while you're listening. It's about 15 minutes. It's called Illegal Activity, and it is on the Remix family page as well as the Remix radio page. So go ahead and check that out. It will definitely give you some good context for our discussion tonight, because it's going to show you. It's going to show you, give you a lot of insight about our guests. And we are now waiting for Miss Blue to come back. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Hey, y'all. Hey. Yes, yes, yes. I know. So I think we should keep dancing. I think we should dance again. What y'all think? Yeah, I think we should dance a little bit again. So here we go. We gonna move around a little bit. A little bit more, I should say. Here we go.
We
Coyote. Yes, yes, love you. Yes, indeed. So just moving the energy around a little bit tonight, getting ready for our guest, Sebastian Thiel. So to give you all just a little bit more background on him, like we said, he is a true alchemist. He is a rising social entrepreneur and a film director in the UK, and he has experience doing this producing and editing and writing and camera operation, all of these things. In his late teens, he created It's Upshot, and we're going to talk about that. It's a production and online broadcasting company, and it creates content, and we're definitely going to be talking about that. He was also put on the 1,000 Most Influential People list in London for his Evening Standard, okay? Brother's definitely doing his thing. He received his first short film, Illegal Activity, which is the one that is posted on the Remix page, was screened at BAFTA, it was screened at Google HQ, and Warner Brothers. And it has achieved over 138,000 views and growing on YouTube. And his website, the Upshot TV channel, is currently at 6.8 million views and growing. Okay? Yes. He is doing his thing. He is also the recipient of the Mini Mogul Award and the UNLTD Award, and he's also won the Google Zeitgeist Young Minds competition. His achievements already at 22, he is definitely among the who's who of the world. And so many of you also know that he did a talk on TEDx, and we all know about the TED Talks. TEDx is also a part of that, it's a branch of that, independently organized event. He spoke on the Defining Today sessions of Timeless Ideas. And so, you know, this brother is really, he's into his work, and again, he is an alchemist because he really deals with dreams. He really talks about pursuing dreams. He talks about a lot of his dreams, and it ties in with a lot of the things that we've been discussing, you know, here on the Remix about what our dreams are, about knowing kind of what we want to pursue in life and then having that courage to go further with it. So, yeah, that definitely, alchemist, innovator, absolutely. It's really into a lot of things, and we're going to hear about what he's working on now and what he's working on next, because he's got all types of things going on, so can't wait to hear what is coming new. So if you all haven't, go and check out his video. You can watch it while you're listening. Like I said, it's on the Remix family page. It is on Remix radio page. It's called Illegal Activity. Great 15-minute film. And we are going to be bringing him on in a few. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And also, if you all have any questions, I'm going to go ahead and say you all can post them here in the chat room. And you can also post them on the Remix Family page. If you have watched the film and you have questions already, you all know we're going to open up questions a little bit later, you can definitely post them there, and we will get to them. And get on the line. That's right, 646-652-2711. Definitely get on the line for this one. Yes, it is exciting. This is an exciting week, right? We got Brother Sebastian. We got Brother Roy Ayers coming. Oh, my goodness. It is so much. It is so much going on. Yes, yes, yes. I'm just going to check and see if Miss Blue is back. Let's see here. Oh, Blog Talk is doing some interesting things tonight.
Hey, Esther, I am back. Yes, I am back. And I want to let you guys know, Sebastian has definitely, he's having a little bit of problems with his Skype, but no worries. I have called in some of the UK folks, and they're trying to work with them and reach out now to see if we can sort of kind of help him out on that end so he can get himself connected and join in on the Remix Family. And then, of course, if you come online, Sebastian, please press 1. So that we know that you are here and we're able to connect with you. So just press 1. A lot of you have pressed 1, and that's kind of what I was doing, going down the line. Like, trying to figure out, like, what you pressing 1 for?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But it is so good to be here and to talk about, you know, I kind of heard what you were saying, Esther, and yes, I am very, very excited about our guest that's joining us in the forum tonight. The brother is an amazing brother that is working and doing his work. He's won numerous awards, and, you know, it really is a testimony to where he is in his work and just the things that he has accomplished. You know, over that, you know, in the UK, he was recently voted in London. He was actually amongst the 1,000 most influential people in London, you know, and he did an amazing TED talk or TEDx, as they call it, for Oxford University.
Yes.
And
yes.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was saying that this really just ties in a lot with our discussion we've been having the last few weeks about dreams and pursuing your dreams and, you know, stepping out and following them and really seeing kind of, you know, what comes of it, you know, to look at everything that he's accomplished, and he's only 22. I was saying, can't wait to hear, you know, what else he has planned, because he's just starting, so...
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. So we are just going to carry on. You know how we do in the Remix, and I'm pretty sure that he will be joining us or find a way to join us here because we just communicated earlier, and I know Skype was giving him some problems. But we're going to continue to move about that. But as we get ready to get into the share, I think it will be a great opportunity for you guys to open up about your dreams. And if you wanted to call in and share your dreams, some of the dreams that you're having, even if you want to reflect off of the last show that we did, and we were talking about that. I see you guys in the chat room and on the phone line as well. So definitely, just if you want to call in, share about your dreams, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You can press 1. And again, this is for you to share about those dreams. And, let me do this.
Yes.
I have to do that for everybody who's self-invested and want to say welcome to those of you who have just become self-invested. We had an amazing share this weekend We did Kim Business and Foundation for Business and Self-Invested class. Amazing feedback on the class. Amazing share during the class. I learned so much. Brother Bilal expressed how much he's learned. We had a ball.
Yes.
I know you were there too, Esther. It was great. And many of you guys. And we definitely got the Mastermind series coming up, and so that's going to be awesome, awesome. Just great things to come. Great things to come. So, yeah, while we're waiting here, you guys, we can do that. We can open up the phone lines and have you come if you want to have something to share. As we wait for our guest to join us here as well.
Call in and press 1. I see some of you in the chat room saying y'all have big dreams. Call in and share your big dreams.
Share your big dreams. Yeah, we want to hear those big dreams that you're sharing. Yeah. Yeah.
We can go to the line. I do see someone with their hand up.
Okay, yes, we can go to the line. And here's one of the things I want to say. I want you guys to talk about your dreams. Connect, you know, to talk about how dreams are connected to your spiritual journey. You know, because dreams are connected on your spiritual journey. It is about, you know, a lot of things that you aspire to do in your life and things to accomplish, you know, about learning more about yourself and, you know, raising your frequency and vibration. Maybe that is you want to become more self-invested in what you're doing. Maybe one of the things that you have a big dream about is really sort of helping maybe your neighborhood, people in your neighborhood or children where you grew up at or things that you did without really kind of gifting this or helping someone else. Or even if it's no more than really putting yourself in the position to do that. So when we say dream, people sometimes straight go to the ideas to talk about material things. And and that's the last thing that dreams is really, really about. And those of you who are in the self-invested class, we know about that. But just really, that's the last thing that a dream is about material gain. That's not what a dream is about. It's not a real dream. Because that's not enough to sustain you. You're not going to be able to keep going. You understand. You're not going to be able to keep going if you're chasing, if you're a paper chaser, you know?
Yeah.
those are the hardest dreams to really kind of come out. Is
they're
to be
fleeting.
A paper chaser.
Yeah, those are fleeting dreams. You jump from one thing right to the next. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. So, yes, we would like to do that. So, you know, truth be told, you guys, and let's just keep it 100, we're in the dream realm right now. And any and every time that we do come into the remix, we are definitely inside of the 99% of reality. Because that 1% that really is the driving force of this world. And what we see, that 1% is the illusion. The 99% is those things that exist inside of that dream world within inside of you. So that's why I'm so excited about Sebastian coming on tonight, because he definitely has a very, very innovative way of looking at dreams and how dreams can come true. So we're going to go to the next caller. I think this is great. We'll go to the caller calling in from 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Ivana. I'm calling from Virginia.
You're calling from where?
Virginia.
Virginia.
Oh,
yeah.
Virginia. All right. You called in to share your dream?
Yeah, my dream is, like, really just to touch people that are, like, that don't really believe or don't feel like, I don't know, I guess my dream is to uplift people.
Because when you said touch people, I wanted to ask you, text him how.
What kind of text? Right.
Yeah, what
exactly.
Kind of
what kind of text? Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. A lot of people have dreams to touch people. And so how are you doing that? How are you doing that? How are you uplifting people? How are you doing that?
I mean, I was like, I was working on music and stuff like that. I'm not exactly sure where this is going with music-wise, but I'm trying to find my niche or my life purpose because I've been dibbling and dabbling in a million different things. So I really don't have a clear direction, but in any way possible, I try to do what I can. So.
Mhm. So you have a dream. What is your dream again?
To uplift people, like maybe things people are going through certain things or certain things that I've been through, and I just want to like shed light and try to help people up out of their situations.
Mhm. Beautiful. You know, one of the things I'm going to say to you, and I want you, I know you're so open to hear this. That's a beautiful dream, to be able to uplift people and uplift the world. The first thing you need to do is to be able to uplift yourself, and then you will uplift the world. You see how that works? When you uplift yourself, you are uplifting the world. You know? That's a big part of what comes with that, is that uplifting, when you uplift yourself, and then you'll be able to show that to people, you see? Because you can't uplift no one past where you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Because, like, who's going to listen if, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I ain't doing the shit that I'm trying to preach, who's going to listen?
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, you can't uplift someone past the point of where you are. You came on, you're like, yeah, I want to uplift people. I kind of, I don't know. Hell, I don't know. I want to touch people. You got to say that like you mean it, and I know you can. You got to say that like really that is in your heart and that is your dream. You are the dream. You understand we all are our own dreams. And when you begin to live that dream, because ultimately, really, when you start to talk about your life purpose and your life work, if that is your dream, that is the thing that uplifts you, if that is the thing that makes your heart sing, then that is the thing that you can begin to share with everyone. But first, you have to embrace it for yourself, you understand? Because if it can't uplift you, then hell, what kind of chance I got trying to have you uplift me?
Right.
Yeah. And I get it. Sometimes people get that, you get that inspiration, because really the work that we want to learn for ourselves, learn, share with others, is really the work we need for ourselves, you know. But just get into uplifting yourself, and just like magic, all of those other things will start to come together for you. You know, don't lose the dream. It sounds like before you even made the dream happen, you're giving up on the dream. Don't do that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't give up on the dream. Never give up. And you're never too old, and you're never too young. You never, 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 never. Never. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So become self-invested. And I'm not talking about part of the classes necessarily. I'm talking about you have to start making an investment into yourself. And that's what you're not doing.
And when you say that, like, are you just, like, what, like, could you elaborate on that?
Yeah. Treat yourself. Invest in yourself. Aren't you worth it? I'm going to tell you guys a story. And I'm going to tailor this story. Because I didn't get permission to tell this story. I hear you, Magellan. So, but I'm going to tell you this story. Okay? And you know how they say in the movies, the names, the scenes, and the location have been changed to protect the innocent. I love it. Okay. There was this woman who wanted something to eat, so she went in this restaurant. She went in this very, very exclusive, very healthy restaurant, and she wanted to go get something to eat. So when she sat down, the waiter came, sat her down at the table, gave her the menu, and said, ma'am, what would you like to eat? So she started flipping through the menu, and the first thing that she said was, oh, my God, I don't have enough money for nothing on this menu. So the waiter came back and said, I'll give you some time. We have everything here is all organic. It's all natural. It's all healthy. You don't have to worry about anything. Just eat to your heart's content and everything here. This is the best. This is the cream of the crop. This is the finest that you can find in the world. So the woman said, well, for now, I will have a glass of water. And he took the menu and he flipped it over because, again, this is the best of the best, the cream of the crop. And this menu had many different choices of water. Now, because of the restaurant and because of how the restaurant was set up, the water, there was a price for the water. Now, we know when we go to most restaurants, what is the main thing that you could actually get for free? What is that?
Water.
Water, right?
Water, yeah,
well,
sometimes
not
bread.
Not in this restaurant. This restaurant, because it was the best, the finest, the purest water you can buy, the water even charged. And depending on what water you wanted from where, it cost a certain amount of money. So she came and the waiter came back over and he said, well, did you decide on what kind of water you wanted? And she said, well, I think I will have a half a glass of this water because the water was $10 and she only had five. So the waiter looked at her very puzzled and he said, you want me to bring you a half a glass of water? And she said, yes. He said, well, ma'am, we typically do not sell glasses half full. You know, this is about treating yourself. This restaurant is about healthiness. It's about abundance, about prosperity. Look around. We have the finest everything in here. And you want me to bring you a half a glass of water. He said, well, let me go check and see if it's even possible. He thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. And he came back and he said, I'm going to check for you. But I need to ask you one question because it's bothering me. And the lady said yes. He said, why do you want a half a glass of water? And she said, because I don't have enough money to pay for a full glass of water. And he looked at her and he said, ma'am, he reached in his pocket and gave her $10. He said, don't you ever tell nobody. You ain't worth $10. Don't ever tell nobody that. I tell you that story that way because so many times we look at things that we know we want for ourselves, that we desire for ourselves, but we will shy away from it and we will begin to put a price tag on things when it comes to us. We will begin to start to put a price tag. So I want you to think about when I say treat yourself, invest in yourself. What kind of mindset do you invest in yourself with? Is it poverty within consciousness? And I'm not just talking about material things. I'm talking about how do you invest in you? How do you invest? Even the lady looking at the glass, it disturbed the waiter to know that she could imagine, see, his mind, because he was used to treating himself, his mind could not even conceive that it was possible to get something half full. And so many times in our lives, we half-ass ourselves when it comes to us. And what we need. And we will simply preference it based upon it costs too much. But yet, if we sit back, if we think about things that we engage ourselves in that absolutely has nothing to do with us evolving ourselves from a spiritual level, that is something that really is going to uplift the betterment, as you say, of our spirit, of our energy, of who we are, we don't want to invest in us. So that's what I mean. Are you looking at a half glass full of water and still saying, that's not it? And if I were to ask anyone out there, how much are you worth for real? How much are you worth? People would quickly jump up and down and say, oh, I'm priceless. Oh, Miss Blue, you can't put a price tag on me. There ain't no money worth me. I'm priceless. And then as soon as something comes up, they will start negotiating on shit just like water. They'll start negotiating. Wow. Let me see how cheap I can get with what I want. Let me see how cheap can I, you know that song, How Low Can You Go?
That's right. That's
right. To see how low can I go? How low, how deep down low can I go? For me, that I say is so priceless. That is so priceless. So you have to begin to start investing in yourself. And if you are truly priceless, then what's your price? Because priceless doesn't mean there is no amount. There means you have a list and you understand what your price list is for yourself, not for somebody else investing in you. We're not talking about sugar daddies and sugar mamas. We're talking about priceless for you. What is that price list? Does it start at $2? Does your price list start at $3? Where is your price list for yourself? Since you are truly priceless. Just something to think about. Oh, are y'all still there with me? Y'all still riding?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we are here.
Yeah. As my grandmama would say, y'all got mighty quiet. Y'all got mighty quiet. But I wanted you to think about that and start investing in yourself because you're worth it. It's a beautiful dream that you have. It is. So live it. After all, it's only your life. Step in at any time. You can step your ass in and say, I'm here. And start investing in yourself. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
We'll do so.
All right. Hold on. Hold on. Don't go nowhere yet.
All right.
Wait a minute. I got one more thing that's kind of coming. It's something else. Hold on. Let me see here. It's something else here. Where are you calling from again?
I'm calling from Virginia.
You're calling from Virginia. Let me ask you a question. Well, you don't have to answer the question. I'll answer it for you, but I'll tell you. I hope this is Sebastian on this line.
I do too.
I hope this is Sebastian. Sebastian, don't move if that's you. But I want to tell you this. I want to give you this. You know, the other night we did the show about dreams and the gold medallion. And the thing, the number one thing that I gave out was people's hot wire. You know, this is the wire that grounds you. And for you, you have no passion. You have no passion. Your passion has left you.
So how do I get that?
How do you get your passion back? You go back to what it is that you love. But first, you need to surrender and admit that you don't know. See, that's a hard thing for you, to say you don't know. Well, hell, it's hard for everybody. It ain't hard for me no more. I love saying, I don't know that. That's an opportunity to learn. But you really have to surrender to yourself and really stop fighting. I caught a flash of the fight that went on last night behind you. Why are you fighting so much? You're in a battle. This internal battle over nothing. You get your passion by falling back in love with you, surrendering, and admitting it's okay to not know. It's okay to not know. There's nothing wrong with that. So it's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You can't lead until you learn how to follow.
Who am I following?
You following yourself.
Okay. I mean, that's what I was thinking, but
And there you go again with the battle, because it kills you to think that you could follow anybody. Surrender. Or you're going to have this internal battle with yourself. So that's what I had to share with you.
All right, Ms. Blue, thank you.
You're welcome. Love you.
Love you, too.
Peace.
We're going to go to the unknown caller, and we are really hoping it's our guest. Peace and greetings to you.
Lord have mercy. I'm so sorry to disappoint you.
It's Griffin.
Well, it's not a disappointment. Yeah. Anyhow, yes.
I love you, but I so didn't want to hear you tonight. Not right
I know.
Now. I thought you were our guest.
Oh, this is
it's
so
okay.
Funny. Hey, Griffin.
Hey, Esther. What's going on? Here we go.
What's
going
on, Griffin?
Listen, you know what it is. Let me clarify that for you, Griffin. I'm just so excited about our guest. I am.
Yes,
so,
we both are.
Yeah. Come on, honest. You know what? I couldn't even say that because, you know what, it gave me an opportunity to not take things personal right away because normally I'm like that. But
mm-hmm.
I didn't feel anything
good.
Like it wasn't, it wasn't like that.
I will tell you this, it was personal because you know I love you, but I wasn't talking about you. But Griffin, I'm just playing, but I'm really, really excited. I want to ask you a question because you're a part of Self Invested, Griffin.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you a question here. Let's see. Because, you know, Griffin, I really can see your growth. I really can.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can see your growth.
Thank you.
I can. It's a beautiful thing. I really can. How has that been working for you?
My
self-invested growth?
Self-invested? Well, self-invested, it shows me a lot of things, areas that I need to pay attention to. It brings my attention to it. To be honest with you, it really sort of made me feel confident in a way. Like, I've noticed, like, I'm able to say things more, like, honestly, without being afraid of being judged about it.
Mm.
So that's a big thing for me because normally I will edit stuff in my mind before I say it, you know. Mm-hmm. It's key, though, because I don't just say anything. I have to infuse that wisdom in it. But it's key that I feel in my heart that I spoke my truth, you know, or I act on my truth in whatever situation it is. So
yeah,
I've gained that from it.
You sound so confident. I mean,
yes, yes, yes. That's right.
You sound amazing. Very clear. Very confident. And you know, I just wanted to say that because you are so self-invested, and I can see your growth, and that excites me too. So I'm super excited about our guest. But I'm so excited about that and you as well, too, to see your growth and just the way you sound. And, wow, it's amazing.
And Griffin,
I love it.
I think that I also think that, Griffin, you are a perfect person to talk about what your dreams were as a child, because I think that you also had, like, very big dreams.
Yeah.
And you can share some of them with the Remix family.
Yes, yes.
Esther. I love you. Right. Well, as a child growing up, let me see now. All right, let me take it to high school, because high school is a key part of my life in terms of a lot of things I feel close to. I remember coming across like works like Salvador Dali, and Surratt, and just my art teacher from fresh out of the art school. And I remember this one moment when I saw this necklace around her neck. It was a simple cord, and it looked like jade. It was a green stone. And I was just fascinated by it. I was just staring at it. And I think she took it off and handed it to me. And something told me, like, you know, it was cool. So I was like looking at it, and I remember the feeling of, I just want to create, I just want to make this. And it was kind of key, because I realized that I like doing stuff with my hands. I like making things. Now, truth is, sometimes I have glimpses and visions of things that are just like, okay, I can't do that, because I know I want to see, like, certain things created, but, you know, that thing about the price tag, you start thinking, oh, how much is it going to cost? How on earth am I going to do that? So a lot of the dreams that I have growing up is, like, I'll be honest, some of them I have forgotten.
Mm.
And some of them I'm right now in the process of really trying to awaken it again. You know, because I'm really in that process right now. Another thing I could speak of is cartoons. I loved cartoons, and I love movies.
Yes.
I really love cartoons, and I love movies. And one of my favorite movies growing up as a child, I think, was The Never Ending Story.
Oh,
that
was
one of my favorites.
Yeah. Powerful.
I like that too, except for when the big dog started flying. That was a little scary.
Oh, I love that dog so much. Oh, God. I'm sorry.
The big dog.
I love that doggy so much.
That big dog is a little scary. I'm sorry. And you know, Griffin, I even watched it with my kids. I've seen that big dog. I was like a little kid. I'm a little scared.
I love the illustrated the dog, the puppeteering behind it. I think that's what I noticed with some of the old masters and how they did stuff like the Dark Crystals and stuff. Some of it has this subliminal scariness in it. Like, you see the dog, and it looks somewhat creepy, but it's friends with the child, and you're like, there's this thing going on in your head. And I think maybe it's a kind of way of warming up. I think that's how stories kind of help us to kind of embrace our dark side. And
yes, it does.
Aww. Yeah. Well,
thank you, Griffin.
And Griffin, I have one more question before you leave. I want to know this. Today, did you go outside today?
Oh, God, you just hit me with that so bad. I was going to, but I didn't do it because I went to sleep.
Well, that's okay. You didn't go outside today, but I just want to know, what was the weather like in Jamaica today? How was it?
Oh, early in the morning, it was very sunny and bright, and the air was nice and fresh. And then it kind of got cloudy and overcast most of the day. I thought that's what it was like. It's been raining like every 12 o'clock around afternoon every day for the past
every day. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. I was just curious. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right, Griffin. Well, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you, Griffin.
All right.
Love you, Griffin. Thank you.
Peace and love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't press on no more, Griffin, because we don't want to.
We don't want to get too messed up.
We'll get our hopes up, okay? Yes.
Well, we're sharing dreams here as we're waiting for our guests to come, and we're still sending positive energy. And like I said, I know he was having problems connecting with Skype. I communicated with him earlier, Sebastian. So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 202, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and share your dream.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Hello.
Greetings. This is Shayla. I had no idea that y'all were going to call my number, my name.
Of course you did, Shayla. You press one. You knew eventually we would get to you.
Well, I'm sitting here folding clothes and preparing for my week, and I'm very excited about my dreams. I see myself as a great mother, an artist. I want to become a fashion stylist, a fashion designer, a makeup artist, a cosmetologist.
Woo! Get it, girl.
Ahead.
Get it.
That's it. All right.
Yes, I see my name being known all the way in Hong Kong. You know.
Well, you know, China is listening now, so I mean, yeah, I'm just saying, like,
plant that seed.
Go ahead.
Yes. So I just see myself developing and growing and becoming who I am, you know, more of who I am.
Beautiful, beautiful. So talk to us about your dream. You said, I see myself and I want to. Where are you now on that journey of these dreams?
I'm positioning myself.
What does that mean, Shayla?
Well, for 13 years, I worked in corporate America as a paralegal. Mm-hmm. And back in May, I decided to resign from the law firm and pursue my dreams as an artist. So I enrolled in cosmetology school, and I'm myself around everything beauty. I bought a sewing machine. I started doing vision boards. You know, I created business cards. I gave myself a new name that I want to be referred to in the beauty industry. And I'm positioning myself by just surrounding myself around everything that reminds me of fashion and beauty.
Beautiful. And what has been been the most challenging thing for you so far?
I would say consistent. Not so much being consistent, but because this slate is so clean and so clear, and it's all mm-hmm. about whatever I focus on. Sometimes I'll just sit still and not realize that, you know, I can create this, I can create that. You know, there's mm-hmm. no more excuses.
Right,
no
right.
more, you know, so sometimes I'll freeze or become paralyzed just, I don't know, from lack of movement. And then I'll mm-hmm. have an epiphany like, no, you can get up and you can sketch right now. Or you can get up and you can go do this or go do that. So just staying in a place of movement and creativity.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, what is your inspiration behind your dream?
My children, you know, I want to be able to inspire them and support them and show them that they can know who they are at an early age and believe in themselves at an early age, because I didn't know who I was. You know, I didn't know who I was until I was, you know, recently over the past 2 or 3 years. So
right.
I'm inspired them that opportunity to love themselves and know themselves now and not have to go through their 20s and go through, you know, dysfunctional relationships and self-doubt, you know?
Right, so, right. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
also just the excitement of me, you know, discovering who I am and being able to just blossom into that person. Like, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and should be. And should be.
Yeah.
I would make a suggestion to you, and I would say that you're living your dream now. And so instead of putting it in the future, put it in the present, because that's why we call the present a gift, a present. It's a gift.
Okay.
Instead of I want to be able to or I'm going to, really affirm where you are, you know, in your dream. So I do want to ask you, what is your philosophy?
It's limitlessness. However, I'm at a place where I want to create some sort of structure, some standard, because...
So what is it again? What is your philosophy?
Just limitlessness. You know,
what does that mean? It, help us understand what limitless it means.
The ability to be able to create my reality and manifest anything with my imagination.
You said what now?
The ability to create my reality and manifest anything with my imagination and with my vibration that I send out into the universe.
So that's what limitless means to you.
Yes.
And that's your philosophy. So what is your psychology? This is going to really help you so much. What is your psychology?
I don't know. Can you rephrase the question?
Yeah. Well, you said that your philosophy was limitlessness.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked you, what is your psychology?
I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know if I understand. I don't know if I understand the question.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about it. What is my psychology?
Well, because your psyche, I want you to think about your psyche is what's in your mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so your because they have to line up, your psychology and your philosophy has to line up. So when we start to talk about the psyche, that's what's in your mind.
Okay.
So limitlessness is a mental concept. You see, so that's your psychology. That's a mental concept.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the better question would be, what is your philosophy? Because your philosophy is truly what's in your heart. You gave me your psychology, but what is your philosophy? What's truly in your heart?
I don't know. Love?
I mean, you said love with a question mark.
With a question mark.
Love?
Yeah.
What's in my heart? What is in my heart?
What's truly, truly in your heart? Because all of that about limitlessness, all of that is in your mind, you know? This is not a drill, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to really hear yourself when you're saying what you're saying, but this is not a drill. You know, that's why we have interviews. The reason we do interviews is because we want to get a inner view of what a person is truly thinking in their mind and feeling in their heart. So I want you to really be able to hear what you said. So that concept about limitlessness, that's a mental concept. That's your psychology. But your philosophy, what's in your mind and what's in your heart, must line up and become one. That's the true oneness that we all must come to. So think about what your philosophy is, what's in your heart, and then your psychology. Think about
it. I don't know if
your philosophy.
The first thing I thought of was that I have a desire to want to improve, constantly improve and make things better, make things flow.
That's still in the mind. Take some time and just think about it, because this is the main problem area I have seen, is where people's psychology, okay, what's in the mind, and their philosophy, what's in their heart, cannot become one. So just take some time and think about it and bring those two together. And that's a great exercise for anyone out there, is to really think about what your psychology is and then what is your philosophy, what's in your heart, and how those two can come together. That's the point of inception. You see, if you don't line them up, there's going to be a battle, kind of like the fight that happened with Mayweather. It's going to be a battle, you see, in the heart and the mind. That's how we have these inner battles and mythologies, and a lot of the stories that we see, they tell these stories about good versus evil. You understand? They're really talking about your philosophy and your psychology cannot line up. They're going in separate directions. That's the tug of war.
How do I identify that? What's an example of something that would come from the heart?
Are you kidding me, miss? I'm over there folding clothes. I love my
clothes.
You know what comes from your heart?
Yeah.
Come on. You know
that. And the passion that you expressed when you got to talking about doing hair and fashion and all of that. You know what comes from your heart for sure.
Oh, yeah. You know what comes from your heart.
You know it.
Yeah. You know. You don't need a lesson in that. You don't need a lesson in trying to find that. But one of the things, on a serious note, I definitely want you to really take some time and examine it, because I think right here you can see it's not clear. You understand?
Okay.
It's not clear. It's not clear to you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And like you said, you're sending things out into the universe. You don't want to send a mixed signal. Because, see, people don't, you know,
You see, all kinds of stuff happen when mixed signals go out.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you. I love y'all.
All right. I love you,
love
too.
You too.
Thanks for calling in. That was good. That was really good.
Yes.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller, Esther. Let's see. 786. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 786.
Hello?
Yes,
hello.
Greetings.
This is Etana from Miami calling.
Okay, greetings.
Hi, Etana.
Greetings, Etana, from Miami, you said?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, greetings. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, my dream right now is to be self-invested.
Oh,
my dream is
That's beautiful.
My dream is to learn all I can about what I don't know about the metaphysical world.
Mm.
And, Lou, I've been sending you emails for the last couple of months trying to get information on the self-investment classes. I haven't had a reply.
You've got to be kidding me. You must not be sending it to Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number four, not the word four, the number four, blue
yes.
like the color, at gmail.com.
That's where I've been sending it to.
Ooh, we gonna check on that. Where is Sister Munya? I know Sister Munya is jumping up and down.
I thought maybe I had the wrong email address and I checked it and it's not.
Mm.
I wasn't getting a reply because I sent an email to you before and I did get a reply.
Right. Now, in all fairness, I will say this. I get tons of emails. I really do. And definitely we do our best to reply to everyone there. So please forgive. You know, really know that it certainly is not our intention to forget anything. Don't worry, because we are putting down a system in place. Two things I want you to know. I want you to send another email to me.
Okay.
And I will definitely look out for me and Sister Munya tonight.
Okay.
And, you know, in the tagline, if you could, put self-invested. But one of the things I want you to know, it's never too late to become a part of the self-invested workshop. Because we are putting down a system, so there's no worry. Where you can go back and listen to everything that you were not present for or that you have missed. You will be able to go back and hear that. So I don't want you to feel left out or anything. We will definitely check that. And I know Sister Munya, she's on top of those emails. We do get a lot of emails in. And like I said, you know, every day, but definitely that is, you know, that's something close to our hearts. And so many people have just really benefited from, about that. I certainly don't want your dream to be self-invested, and you can't be self-invested because of course you can. Of course you can.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, it is so good for you to call. You're calling from Miami. That's another one of my cities I like. I like Miami. It's got a lot of action going on, but I like the sun in Miami. The sun feels different in Miami than it does in Texas or New York or California.
Yes.
It really does feel different. It really feels completely different. Yeah. So tell us more about your dream. Surely you have some more. I know that's your dream at this particular time, but maybe you can share with us some dreams that you have accomplished and had in your life, and you have fulfilled those dreams. Because dreams do come true.
Oh, well, one dream I had about 10 years ago is I wanted to become a massage therapist. during the time I was a beautician, and I decided to make that jump to go to school to be a massage therapist. And when I made that decision, the way things lined up, it was like a miracle.
Yeah, so now,
that was one dream that I had that I fulfilled.
I want to say this because I want you guys to just see why it's so important to know your magic. The sister who called in before you was a paralegal, and she wanted to become a hairdresser, and she wanted to do all of these things. And here you come telling about how amazing that dream was for you as you started out and just continued on your journey. So I just think that's really, really powerful. And so how long did you do that dream that you did? And I want to talk about something after that.
Well, I was only able to do my dream for about 5 or 6 years because then I had an accident on my job and I hurt my back.
And so you wasn't able to continue from that point on. Yeah.
No, because my injury to my back, I thought it was temporary, but it was more involved than I knew.
How's your back now?
I still have problems off and on.
Off and on, but much better. I see that it's much better.
Yes.
Interesting enough, I see that there was some, and I hope I'm using the words, some vertebrae and some of the wiring, or what we would call the wiring, that go in between the disc that were damaged.
Yeah.
And I do see them. I do see them sort of kind of bringing themselves together. You are doing a lot of work, and you have done a lot of work, and definitely to be commended, which is beautiful, so beautiful.
Thanks.
And still have a lot of work to do.
I know.
To get you in self-invested, we want to hear your stories and hear more about you. You're an amazing sister, and I know you think it's all about you learning. You're also going to have so much to share. And you shared tonight, you know, it kind of reminds me of the movie 20 Feet from Stardom. And I've been talking about this movie because it is so powerful. And the movie is about background singers. And it's a documentary of them telling their stories 20 feet away from the lead singer. Just being 20 feet away from your dream. Being able to reach out and almost touch it, but yet you're still in the background. And the crazy thing is, a lot of them, and I don't want to spoil the whole movie, but a lot of them wanted to be in the starlight. They wanted to be up front, but they wasn't able. And I'm an Eagles fan, so don't nobody get mad, and they're doing well this year, but they wasn't able to convert. You know, like the Eagles all last season would be right there at the goal line, and they couldn't convert. And that's almost like, had to throw a little football in there. But, you know, the 20 feet from stardom, that's kind of where they were. They were back there, but they couldn't convert it, a lot of them. But some of them were able to convert, like Luther Vandross, who was a background singer. You had Alicia Keys, who did some background. And you had many others, Sheryl Crow, who were background singers, and they stayed in the background. Lisa Fisher, who went from the background and came out front and then came back. And then also we have Whitney Houston, who her very first song that she sung, I talked about it on the show a couple of years ago, is that she was Chaka Khan's backup singer, and then she moved out front. But this is not about competing for first place. And this is so important to understand when we talk about dreams and our lives and our journeys. This has nothing to do with being in first place. It's about understanding and recognizing where your presence is. and also about being prepared.
Yeah.
You talk to anyone who has accomplished a dream that they had that was deep in their psychology, deep in their philosophy, the number one thing that the trail will be left is that they were prepared for it.
Mm-hmm.
If I prepare myself to only be in the background and I wait for someone else to create this dream for me, it may never happen. In fact, it won't. Because just like many stars that we see, they have come and they have gone because, again, the preparation for the placement, the preparation of where they are is not there. And so it becomes this endless dream, you know? It's about owning your reality and owning your truth about where are you in your dream. Where are you for real? Where is that at? Where is the real reality? Not the 1% of the illusion of this world, but where is that 99% of the reality? And how do you own your own truth? It's not about a comparison. It's not about who's better, who's here, and who's there. It's not about anyone else. It's only about you.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So we have to stay prepared in our dreams. Somebody could ding-dong knock on your door right now and say, come on down, you're the first contestant, and self-invest. And you got to be prepared. That's not
yes.
the time to say, oh, wait a minute. I was hoping I could do it next week. And now, wait a minute, Miss Blue. I got to go get you something to write with. And hold on a minute. I wasn't thinking nobody was going to call me today. Can I get back with you next week? It's about being prepared. Let me ask you a question. Do you have the Kim deck?
Yes, I do have a Kim deck.
Okay, beautiful. 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 Yeah, that's beautiful.
But, you know, was I supposed to get something with the deck besides just the deck?
Yes, ma'am, you were.
I didn't because
Mm-hmm. You emailed us. I didn't get that. You know, we going to figure out this email mess tonight. I think I need to pull a Kim card. Mm-hmm.
Because
I even emailed you
about me getting the Kim deck, but I didn't get the audio book to go with it.
Okay.
So I've been at it,
look,
but I'm not really sure how to use it.
Is the Kim deck the truth? We know it is. I pulled the card, 29, Sister Monya came up. Where you at, Sister Monya? I promise you, Sister Monya came up.
Wow.
I pulled the card, and Sister Monya came up. So we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to get to the bottom of this. But, yes, the Kim deck does come with an audio of me talking for almost about an hour of going that, and that is sent via PDF, and you also get a chance to see the 44 channels. You get a glimpse of the channels that I got for each one of the cards, and you just click the link, and it downloads that. So, yeah, so we definitely want you to send another email. If it's okay with you, I'm going to write down your phone number because I want to make sure that you get in touch with you. We going to figure it out, see? Mm-hmm. Because
okay,
coming up in... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'll send an email as soon as I finish talking to you. I'll send you another one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, beautiful. Because Mastermind Month is coming up for the month of October, and we are approaching it quickly. Like, for real, I went in the grocery store, and I seen all of these pumpkins, and I thought, what? Pumpkins already? I've seen all of these pumpkins. I'm like, what? So, yes, definitely, Mastermind is coming, and when I tell you it's going down, it is going down. Mastermind and Self-Invested, you definitely want to be in for that. So we have over, 200 people who are self-invested at this time and climbing. It's going to be amazing. So I have your number, and I pull Sister Munya, and I know she's on it. As we speak, and let's see. Sister Munya, I don't even know if she could get on the line, but we want you on the line. This is to say. She say, Sister Munya, she done sent several emails. All right. Well, peace and love to you, and thank you so much. Keep dreaming, and thank you so much for sharing with us here tonight. It's beautiful. It really is.
Peace and love to you and Esther. Thank you very much.
Hold the line.
That really brings up such a good point, Miss Blue. And I was just sitting here thinking about the whole thing about how you have to really keep doing your work when you're pursuing your dream so that you are prepared. And I think that's a part of it that, sometimes can fall by the wayside because we have so many dreams that we may be interested in that, sometimes you're not always, and this is something that you always emphasize, is really you got to keep doing your work. And it's the stuff that goes on in the dark that really helps to prepare you so that when the spotlight is shined on you, that you can actually get out there and do it. And I was sitting here thinking about when you told me I had to interview you, and I was like, I was like, okay, all right, we got to do that. But, in my mind, I'm like, Miss Blue has never been interviewed. I'm sitting up here like, what made you choose me? So it was all of this stuff that you saw, and then just knowing that, all this work had been done, but also being able to actually to deliver, So when the spotlight comes on, you got to be able to actually perform. And I think that's such a big part, is that when we're doing our work and pursuing our dreams, it's knowing that it's not always about that spotlight. It's not always about the recognition or, somebody looking at you and saying, oh, Esther, you're doing a good job, or keep up the good work. But it is that you know that you're doing it so that when you get that chance, you can get out there and everybody can be like, you know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You're like,
So true. Mm-hmm. Excellent point. Esther, we got an unknown caller.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. I want to make a point, though, before we moved on. Just like tonight, we are prepared just in case. You understand? Just in case. Isn't that a song? Just in case.
Yes, Jaheim. Mm-hmm.
Yes, just in case. Well, we're going to go to our unknown caller calling in from an unknown number. Peace and greetings to you. Greetings. Hello, unknown caller.
I think that might be Griffin.
I think that might be Griffin. Okay, that's all right. I believe it is. I am. I'm going to have that moment. Let's go. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from Erica 313. Wow.
Griffin, you say no. Okay, we can go back.
Okay, that wasn't you, Griffin. Okay,
he said it wasn't him.
Okay, cool. 313.
Hello. Hi.
Hold on 1 second, 313.
Okay.
Was that
Okay. 312.
312?
Okay. So, no. We're not going to go back. I think that's Griffin. All right.
I think it's Griffin.
Greetings.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can
hear you.
Okay, this is Debbie. And
greetings, Debbie.
Hi. Are you still asking about dreams?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because somebody had clicked in on my phone and I had to leave for a minute, and I said, "Oh God, I hope I don't miss my, you know." My dream, because I was with you Friday night when you did the go into the house and do the circle. And so what came to me, my dream and vision right now is I dream that I want to be happily married. I'm not in a relationship, but I do desire to be married and continue teaching my church and continue doing my teachings and uplifting women and, you know, as men as well. So that's what I want to continue to do. But I do desire a companion.
So let me ask you a question, Debbie. For what reason do you want to be married? What's the real reason you want to be married?
The real reason? I don't like being by myself. Being in the house alone, is just, I just don't like it. And then I do desire to have somebody take care of me. Not that I can't take care of myself and not that I can't work or anything like that, but, you know, just to have that extra cushion to go out and shop and do what I want to do and enjoy my life and know that I have, you know, a man that is caring for me, paying the bills and things like that.
Debbie, did you say paying the bills? I mean, I'm just asking, Debbie.
You sure did.
So what's your kind of looking for?
Wait a minute, what did you say?
I said, did you say paying your bills?
Yeah, I'm paying my bills.
Okay. So,
no, you know what? I shouldn't say that. Paying our bills, because they would be ours.
Okay. Well, clean it up. Debbie done cleaned it up, brothers. Y'all can sit down, brothers. Because the brothers done stood up. They done all stood up.
Yeah, no, you pay our bills.
Pay my bills. And the reason I asked that question, Debbie, is because every like 6 months I buy new pillows, and because I like my pillow to be firm, but I like it to be soft, and I like it to be fluffy. And that kind of tells me what you're looking for. You're looking for a pillow.
Right. Exactly.
You're looking for a playmate.
No, not somebody just to play with, but somebody to grow with, somebody to enjoy life with. I mean, I don't want to go shopping and then I'm just by myself. I'm, you know, somebody to travel with. Somebody to wake up in the morning with and talk about things and just, you know, share the rest of my life with.
So let me kind of bring you back to what you said. See, this is why your psychology and your philosophy needs to match. Because you spent about 3 minutes and you didn't say none of that. You said somebody to pay the bills, somebody to, this is what you said. You said somebody to take care of me. You didn't say none of that stuff about somebody to wake up with, somebody to share life.
Now,
you ain't
like,
say,
I just want my bills.
You like, can you pay them bills?
Can you pay these bills? Then we get to all of that later, but no.
Ain't nothing going on but the rent. I heard that.
That's too funny.
I used to like that song. Ain't nothing going on.
Yes.
Right.
So let me Let me ask you, Debbie, because this is going to help so many people out there listening.
Okay.
Let me ask you. Why do you think you're not married?
Why do I think I'm not married? I don't know. I know you're going to say you do
know. No. I'm not going to say what my daddy always says.
I'm not going to say that.
But, and I know I'm getting an echo here. I don't know why, you guys. But
maybe I haven't always.
Why do you really think you're not married? I mean, be honest.
I think what I put out there, I think men have always never taken me seriously about a serious relationship, because I think marriage is serious. And so I think
Hold on, because you just, a light just flew past my.
Yes, yes.
Flew past my eyes real quick. Mm-hmm. I got to ask this question. You said men just don't really take you serious for a serious relationship. So what do they take you for?
I think they just take me for somebody just to have a good time with. But not
okay,
somebody
stop.
They trust
right there.
To be a wife. Oh.
Tell me, see, because earlier when I said playmate, you said, oh, no, not a playmate. But now you're telling me that they just kind of think you a playmate.
Yeah, up until before my last relationship. My last relationship, he wanted to marry me.
And you didn't marry him because what?
I didn't marry him because we didn't agree on a lot of things.
What y'all didn't agree on? Come on, let's hear this.
We didn't agree. Let's see. He went to church a lot. I go to church a lot. I grew up in the church. But every now and then, I like to visit other churches, just hear different philosophies. And I had no problem doing that and still going to my church. And he didn't agree with that. And that caused
a
lot of friction.
What he thought?
He would think, you know, you shouldn't do that. You were raised Baptist and this is the only way. And, anything else is, that's witchcraft or devilment,
Right. Okay. I got you. I know what you mean. Can I just get real personal with you? I mean, it's only the Remix family.
Right, sure.
Okay. Did you guys sleep together?
Sure did.
Okay. I'm just curious because I'm just trying to figure out all of these,
dynamics.
Yes, the dynamics. Are you in the chat room? I hope you ain't in the chat room.
Remix family. Chat room be off the chain. Off the chain.
Okay. So now let me ask you this. What are you willing to do for your dream?
What am I willing to do?
What are you willing to do for your dream?
Are you speaking of the dream as far as the marriage part or to continue doing what I've... Oh, the marriage part?
Well, the marriage
I'm
part.
Willing, now, I'm willing to find out, what the person, what they expect of me before we even... get involved in that way of even thinking about marriage. I'm just wondering what does this person expect and what are they looking for? It was always about me. I want to get married. I want this. I want that. And I probably was not as bendable as I could have been.
Or Well, you wasn't willing to do everything for your dream because you said this brother would have married you, and the only thing you had to do was really sit your behind at your church.
Yeah, keep my butt at my church, follow him if he follows Christ, and go along with his philosophy and forget about my philosophy. And I just couldn't deal with that.
Right. So, what are you willing to do for your dream?
No, I'm willing to see if I can compromise.
So you willing to go sit at your church? Follow what he say do. You willing to do that? And if he say, come on, let's get married, you going to say, I'm on board. As long as you can pay my bills. I mean, I'm just asking.
You know what? I need to rethink that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I need to rethink that one. I really need to figure out what's really going on.
Now, let me ask you, do you see why you're not married right now?
Yes. I'm a little, maybe I'm too scattered. Maybe I'm all over the place.
Here's what I want you to see on a serious note. Because you're in conflict, just like your last relationship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the conflict. And it's nothing wrong with it. Don't you let these sisters out here tell you that you're supposed to be doing your own thing. If you want to just do what he say, go to that church, sit your behind down, do what he say, and it works for you, go for it.
Yeah, if it works. Yeah. I don't think it worked. I wasn't happy at his church.
Right.
You know, I just wasn't. And, you know, I couldn't continue with that. That would have been unfair to him, so.
Unfair to him? What about you?
Right.
Well, yeah, it was unfair to me, too.
You wasn't thinking about him that much, or we wouldn't be having this conversation. You'd be somewhere talking about, I came to clap my hands.
I still do that.
And that's a good thing.
You know, but
so let me
if
ask
I feel,
you.
Let
me ask you.
Okay.
What is your dream, for real?
That really is my dream.
So why didn't you go for it when it was right there? Why did you act like you were 20 feet away from stardom?
Because I felt like I was giving up my individuality.
So is it your dream or not? You
well,
know, that's
I
like
guess-
me saying... That's like me saying, I want a red car.
Mm-hmm.
And a red car comes up to me. And they say, here you go, Blue, you can have a red car. And I say, well, them tires look like they need to be changed. So I'm not going to leave this little bicycle for that red car. So you gave up your dream. That's what you're really saying. You gave your dream up.
I gave it up.
So what's your dream?
I thought that was my dream, but I guess it's not.
I would say if you gave up the dream, then it's time to re-examine if that is truly what you want. But let me ask you this. Do you want more control of your life?
As far as I have control, as far as what?
You do have control over your life?
Well, I'm, you know, I stay by myself. Are you saying control as in?
Control.
Well, I don't, you know what? I feel like I'm out of control because I have all these bills that I can't control. So I don't feel like.
You know what? You need to just be honest, and you need to just, you need to just stop, you need to stop hiding behind church. You need to stop hiding behind a man. And you need to just say, what I want is somebody to pay my bills.
Basically.
Because that ain't got nothing to do with none of that other stuff. You can do all that other stuff. That ain't got nothing to do with paying your bills. And that's been the only thing that has been constant.
In the whole conversation.
It has been. So do you want more control? Do you want more control?
Yes.
Yes. Now, do you want to be controlled?
I don't like being controlled.
No, do you want to be controlled?
By somebody outside of myself?
Do you want to be controlled?
I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah. You know how to answer it. You just don't want to hear the answer. Do you want to be controlled? Do you want someone to control you?
No, I don't want nobody to control me.
All right. So how is it that you want more of something that you're not willing to let someone do to you? What are you going to do if you get more control?
Oh, I see what you're saying now. I need to be in control of myself and what I'm doing.
As long as you want to control others, you will never be married. Are you in control of yourself? Do you feel you're in control of yourself?
Right now, I don't. I really
don't.
Well,
that's the honest answer. That's the honest answer. Yeah. That's good. There's a conflict.
Okay.
I would say sit down and think about really what you want.
Okay.
And then push the bills to the side. We know we got to pay bills. But push them to the side. We know you don't want no broke nigga. We know that. Because I'm like the song, me and broke niggas don't get along. We don't. So I get you. You don't want that. We get it.
Right.
But by the same token, somebody doesn't want somebody that they
somebody
just have to be completely in control of either.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find that balance. It's out there. You can find it.
Right.
You can.
Right, because you,
well, thank
yeah,
you for,
you're right.
Mm-hmm. You can find it. You can find it.
Mm-hmm.
Good job jumping all up and down. You should see them in the chat.
Yeah,
they all love it.
Yeah, they are.
Bless them.
So no, that control will run him every time. It'll run him away every time.
Wow. I never even thought I was a controlling type person.
Yes, you are.
But I think I was kind of control things because I was afraid that if I didn't control it, you would find out something about me that you didn't like, or you would leave me. So let me just control the situation. And it's still
right.
Left.
And guess what? Right, because you have to be right. And you were right. We all have to be right. You was 100% correct. And y'all still ain't together, like you said. Still ain't together anyway.
Yeah, we're not together. That wouldn't have worked, I don't think, anyway. But
so, there you go. And I just tell you this, hold on to your cookies, Christian man or not, hold on to your cookies. Don't give away no cookies for free. No cookies.
Right, right. Yeah, and I'm not caught up in the Christian if you church boy. None
yeah,
of that.
I know you're not. I'm just, this ain't got nothing to do with being Christian. This is just about being a sister. This is for all sisters. Hold on to the cookies. Don't give away cookies and milk for free. Hold on to the cookies. No, you got some priceless cookies.
Right.
So, yes, beautiful.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in. Sure.
I'll keep listening. I'll just go on mute.
All right. Beautiful.
Okay. I'm glad to enjoy it.
Yes, I did. It was a ball.
Okay.
Oh, wow. We're going to have the next caller calling in from Erica 313. You're live in the Phoenix.
Hey, greetings, Mr. Bloom. Greetings, this is Brandon calling from Detroit.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, calling from Detroit.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Wonderful.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I wanted to talk about my dreams. I have a couple of dreams. Well, my main dream was, like, to be able to take care of my whole family, like, be like that person that they can come to if they needed help, like, financially, or if they needed, like, any sheltering. I just wanted to be, like, they bodyguard, like, they security. That's, like, my biggest dream. And another dream I have is like to you know, be self-invested, but I haven't tapped into, you know, my financial part yet. And I know you need money to do the work. You know, you need money to make magic. And so that's just basically the blueprint of my goals.
So, Brandon, those are some beautiful dreams.
Yeah.
So your first dream is to be able to take care of your whole family.
Yes.
Take care of your whole family. If they ever need anything, they just say, Brandon, give me some money.
I'll be able to give it to them.
And Brandon would say, no hesitation, here you go, Brandon, I'ma get it. So let me ask you, Brandon, it's a beautiful dream. What have you been doing to manifest this dream and make it come true?
Well, I have been, my first thing that I tried was, you know, I was going to become a boxer, you know, because I know I was good, and I know boxers get paid a lot of money, and I tried that, but I just keep getting, you know, sidetracked and discouraged, and so it's not really working out as I thought it would.
So let me ask you, Brandon, why do you want to take care of your whole family?
I just want to take care of my whole family because I'm tired of seeing, like, my people struggle. I'm tired of seeing, you know, us as a people struggle, but it's even tougher to see, you know, your family struggle. And I know I can't, you know, help out everybody in the world. I just wanted to at least be able to help out my family.
Yeah, and that's beautiful. Let me ask you a question. Do you feel that
your family can't take care of themselves?
No, I don't feel that. I just feel like it will be.
No. But I'm saying, you said you were tired of seeing them struggling. So do you feel that they can't take care of themselves?
No, not everybody. I mean, it's some people in my family that's doing okay, but it's mm-hmm. still like the majority is feeling like it's struggling.
Okay, the majority does. And so here's the other question I want to ask you is, how do you feel about free stuff? How do you feel when somebody gives you something for free?
I mean, I feel happy that I'll be able to, you know, get something from somebody, but at the end of the day, I feel kind of, you know, bad at the same time because I didn't, you know, work for it.
So, and I want you, so you can understand about thoughts and about energy, to see how you kind of got yourself on the ropes with this. You said, I like, it makes me feel happy when someone gives me something for free. But then at the same time, I feel bad because I didn't work for it. Can you see where there's a conflict in what you want to do?
Yeah.
And so right now, the truth is, you're struggling taking care of you.
Yes.
So when you say you want to be able to give to your family and just be able to give them whatever they want, you really are talking about give you whatever you want. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I'm not going to leave myself out.
Right. So here's what I want to offer you so that you can change this energy of poverty within consciousness. Because you're a very conscious young brother, so that you can begin to see this. Instead of focusing on money, you can't focus on boxing for money. You got to have a love for boxing. You got to have passion for boxing. Glenn, did you watch the fight yesterday, Brandon?
Yes.
You've watched the fight?
Yes.
What was some of the things that you took away from the fight that made you go, oh, what was that? What was that moment in the fight that made you do that?
Well, just the fact that it was basically the whole fight had me like wow, because to see, you know, Floyd Mayweather be so successful and for so long and still perform so good. That was the wild part about it.
That was the wild part. To see him still living his dream after all of these fights.
Yes.
To see him. Still, do you think he could have still did this if his only driving force was money?
No, I don't.
It's no way. And so Ms. Blue is not telling you that currency is not important because it's one of the ways that we have agreed to negotiate ourselves. You hear that fire alarm? You already know what I'm going to say, right? So we'll talk about that in a minute. But
currency is the way that we negotiate ourselves here. And it's a beautiful dream to want to be able to help your family. I think that's one of the most honorable, precious things that you can do. The first thing that Brandon has to do is Brandon has to be able to help who?
Himself.
Brandon.
Myself.
To help Brandon. And by you being that example, by you coming out front, then you're going to be able to help those that are in your family who feel they can't do it. You're going to show them how to do it. Let me tell you why sometimes that mindset that you have, Brandon, it's almost an elitist mentality. Because you're saying that you don't believe that your family has what it takes to take care of themselves. And that puts a lot of pressure on you. In fact, it puts so much pressure on you that you were not even able to focus on your real dream.
Wow.
That somehow you feel that if Brandon don't make it, none of the family ain't gonna make it. What did they call that boxer? What was he called? The Golden Child, the Golden Hope, or I can't think of the name when he came out in the 50s, 60s. And that's the pressure that you put yourself under. You put yourself up under this pressure that you're doing this for all of your family. But at the same token, one of your own beliefs is that if someone gives you something for free and you don't work for it, you feel bad. So this becomes an internal battle. Yes, it was called the Great White Hope.
His name is Matt Schmeling.
Yeah. And you're Brandon, the Great Brandon Hope. So every time you go to do something, you got this pressure that's on you. And it's nothing wrong with pressure, trust and believe. But it is something wrong when you haven't been able to see your vision clear. So focus on Brandon. Sit down and begin to write Brandon's dreams down. Begin to connect yourself with Brandon's energy. And begin to feel that Brandon is priceless. And start to treat yourself like you're priceless. And you will see so many different things that will open up for you. But stop carrying a burden that's not yours to carry. When you get in the position where you can help your family, you will.
Yes.
You will. That's like somebody saying, I don't want to become successful because it's too much pressure with becoming successful, but they trying to become successful. Huh? You'll never get there.
I understand.
Yeah, take all that pressure off of you, baby. Live your life. And some of them folks are grown folks. Let them live their life. You know?
Yes.
And I really want to talk to you, Brandon, about your issue with your mama.
I really do. How is your mother doing? How's your mother doing?
I don't know, but I don't think she's doing that good. She's not doing too well, like, as far as, you know, her health issues.
Right.
It's, she really, like, I think she kind of given up. It's just she real depressed. And she moved out of state, and, like, she ain't around none of her kids.
Yeah.
And I just.
And when was the last time you spoke with her, Brandon?
Thursday. I mean, Friday. Friday night. We video chatted.
And so is there any reason you, well, first, before you spoke with her on Thursday or Friday, when did you speak to her prior to that?
Man, I knew you was about to ask me that. I don't even know. Probably about a month ago. I mean, we don't stay in touch consistently, and we don't really talk on the regular. So it's been a little while before I spoke to her. Before the last
time
I spoke to her.
Yeah, and why aren't you taking care of your mother? You want to take care of everybody except your mom?
No, I want to take care of her too.
So why aren't you taking care of your mom?
Because first, I'm so far away.
Yeah, but you said prior to you talking to her Thursday, you hadn't spoke to her in over a month. But you want me to think that you will take care of her financially? But you can't take care of her by showing her love and staying connected. You won't even call her. But if you had money, you want us to believe that you would take care of her somehow financially?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you, though?
No, it really doesn't.
Yeah, like, really.
I used to stay with her. I mean, the first time I actually talked to you is I was living with her. And I moved back to Detroit to,
right.
I was supposed to turn pro as a boxer. That's why I left. And, you know, I didn't call her. Well, this is why I believe I haven't called her, because I can't call her. It's been almost a year since I've been gone. And, you know, I can't call her and tell her that I made any progress.
Let me ask you a question. You think your mother don't know that you haven't made any progress? Really?
No. Yes, you know.
Of course she knows. So what are you really hiding? So you're telling me that you would rather not speak to your mother than have your ego be hurt?
Wow. I mean, I can't. I guess that's what it is, because I don't on this call seem like, you know, failure. I just don't
want to
be a failure in her eyes.
You don't
want to
be what?
A failure in her eyes.
How could you be a failure for going after your dream? How could that ever make you a failure?
I'm not saying that by me going after my dream made me feel like a failure. It's that I haven't been, you know, doing what I said I was going to do.
What did you say you were going to do? What did you say? You were going to go to Detroit and become pro and give her some money and send it to her so she can leave you alone?
No, I told her I was coming back to Detroit to sign pro.
Listen.
So she can leave me alone.
Get your pride in check. Reach out to your mother. She needs you now, not when you get some money. The worst thing that could ever happen to you is that you give up the dream on yourself. Make it right with your mother. Because right now, she needs you, but you need her even more. All right?
Yes.
Make it right.
Okay.
Make it right.
I don't know what to do sometimes. You know what it is?
That's right. And that's why you got a mama. But you so busy trying to hide your ego when your mama, why you think your mama depressed? Why you think she's sad? Because she already knows what you trying to play or think she don't know. Get your ego in check. Go back to your mother. Help your mother while you can. That is the priceless gift you can give her. What is killing her is for her to see all of her children, to see her in need, and all of y'all are sick somewhere trying to hold on to your own ego. You heard that fire engine come by. You heard the fire engine, right? It done went from the alarm to the fire engine because you still can't see the sign. Make it right with your mother, Brandon. Make it right. All right. Peace and love.
Okay, peace and love.
Ooh.
Wow.
We are live in the remix.
Yes, yes, yes.
Make it right. Make it right. We're going to go to the next caller. Esther, can you get the next caller? I think it's 501. Live in
501. Yes, you are live in the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Ooh, no. 501. You're going to have to take us off speakerphone.
Yes.
No. We'll come back to 501.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously, they got a lot going on. 501,
wow.
You got a lot going on, 501. Yes, yes, yes. Well, we're going to keep the phone lines open, you guys, and we're talking about dreams. And
yeah.
Just hearing amazing stories here tonight. We were waiting on our guests. You know, we know everything in divine order here. And it's a beautiful night to still keep talking about dreams and how dreams do come true, and that we should never forget to give up on our dreams, you know. But being prepared, you know, at the same time, in the same process. Let's try 757. 757, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings.
Hello.
Who's on the line, please?
Hello, peace. My name is Chris.
Greetings, Chris.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. I was listening, and I kind of misunderstood. I thought you were talking about dreams that you have in your sleep. And but I do have a dream. I want to be a great father. Right now, I'm dealing with a custody issue. My children have been with me for 3 years, and my children's mother, she came here. We didn't have custody of the kids. And she came here, she told me that she was going to take them for 2 weeks and ended up taking my children. So we have a custody battle going on right now. I just always wanted to be a great father because my father, you know, he really wasn't there in my life like I feel like he's supposed to have been. And I said, when I become a father, I was going to be the best father that I can be because I know what kind of impact that has on a child to not have the father there. So I would want to be a great father.
Thank you for that, Chris. And I know it is really tough anytime we're dealing with situations with children. I want you to think about this. I want you to think about this for a second. I got so much I want to ask you. How do you feel about being a father? Really, how do you feel about being a father?
How do I feel about being a father? In what way? I mean, I love being a father. I love every day.
Okay, okay. And hold that thought. Hold that thought. That's perfect.
Yes.
Now, how do you feel about your father?
I think he's a great guy. I think he's a great guy. I don't think he was a great father. I think my mother and him were married. I think they were kind of young, and I think they had a whole lot growing up. I mean, they was 21 years old, and they had a brand new house built from the ground up. My sister and I, we never wanted for anything. We had everything we wanted as children, and I think what it was too much for them.
So basically what you're saying is that your father was a great guy.
I think he's a great guy. I think if you was to ask him for anything, I think he would give it to you.
No. But I asked you, how do you feel about your father? And your response is that he's a great guy.
I think he's a good guy.
But I want you to hear what you're saying here.
Okay. I think he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. Good or great? Because
you
said great first. So now he's down to good.
A great guy, as in, if you were to call him, and say if you.
But this is hold on. This is your father. I'm not calling him. This is your father. You're describing.
Right. If I was to call him and ask him for something, I believe that he would give it to me.
Makes him a great guy.
That makes him a great guy, but a great father? No, I believe that being a father is...
Okay, is more than that. So, these, and I want you to understand that, these are your judgments about how you feel about your own father coming back on you with your children. Can you see that?
Yes.
Because you're trying to convince me that somebody who was a terrible father can be a great guy. How you make that separation? Do you separate that energy within yourself? Does your baby mama think you're a great guy but a terrible father? Is that her judgment of you?
No, I don't think that's her judgment of me. I think that she knows that I'm a good father. I neglected to tell you that she wanted to come and live with us because my children were living here with me, and she wanted to come here. And I told her, no, you know, the relationship is over, you know, but I'm here for my children, and, you know, I'll do anything for them.
Hold on 1 second, because your father did anything for you. But let me ask you a question, and I want you to be honest.
Yes.
What don't you really like about your father? What is it? If you could say one thing, be honest, what is the one thing you don't like about your father?
I don't like the fact that... when I was younger, he wasn't around. When I was younger, when my mother and my father divorced, he just stopped being around. And we had lost a lot, you know, as a family. I was not forced to live with my grandmother, but I lived with my grandmother. And it was sort of a bad neighborhood, so I had to... started fending for myself, you know, the neighborhood that I was from.
So how old were you when this happened? Were you about 8 years old?
I was like 11, 12, 11 years old, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you resent your father for that?
I believe I do. I believe... I believe I do. I resent that that he wasn't there when I needed him, and I tried to.
Hold on. So your father, because you talked about the house you grew up and kind of the things that you guys had, and sort of all of that came tumbling down, and then your mother went off and your father went off. Did he continue to maintain his lifestyle?
Maintain his lifestyle as far as living all right or living
how
good.
How he was living.
I think both of them struggled a little after the divorce. My mother, she ended up getting carpetana in her arm, and I think she didn't have a breakdown, but she was stressed about the whole situation.
Right. And rightfully so, but what about your father? Because you mentioned that if this day you were to call him and ask him for something, he could give it to you. So did your father maintain how he was living? Because you said y'all were forced to live in sort of a not-so-good neighborhood. Your mother was dealing with her own personal issues, so therefore finances and things were not coming in. So what about your father?
No, I don't think that he was living the way, you know, when you're married, you know, you got two incomes, and then when you separate, you have one. And then
was your father living better than
no,
your mother? And okay, All right.
No.
Okay.
No.
So he wasn't able to, as you say, if you call him and ask him for something, he could give it to you.
Well, if he had it, he would give it. I would say it like that. If he had it, I think he would give it. Like if I was asking
and
him
so,
or whatever.
And follow me here because you'll understand where I'm going. And so at no point your father and mother could not see how to do something to benefit for the children. They couldn't come together for the children. Is that what you're saying?
As far as the well-being of us, I think he gave child support or whatever to my sister. But I don't know if he ever got assistance for me. But as far as him,
so
not
they
being
could not
there,
come
my
together.
Life,
they
no.
couldn't come together then, right? And the reason I want to say that, because you said something key. You said that your children's mother wanted to come stay with you, but you said no.
Correct.
I just want you to think about that. Do you think your children will understand right now why you're not there? Do you think they understand?
Why I'm not.
With them.
With them? Well, actually, I mean, I talk to them, and
Do you think they understand why you're not there right now? Yes or no? I mean, it's
yes.
really not a
I
trick.
Do. I,
they
I,
do
I
understand.
Think they understand. Yeah.
They
I
understand.
Think they understand.
Did you understand when your father wasn't there?
I later understood.
No. When you were a child, did you understand when your father wasn't there? I can answer it for you if you want.
Did
I
understand?
You didn't. You didn't understand. That's why you still resent him to this day. If you understood, there would be no resentment. By no stretch of the imagination am I trying to really put you in the hot seat, but I am trying to get you to see it's the same experience. It just appears to be different. And your mindset has really put you on the other side of the same experience that you lived. In fact, some of the same scenarios are coming up. So I
and
ask
that's
you.
What,
go ahead. Go
and
ahead.
That's
no,
what
no,
I've
no.
tried to. That's what I've tried to avoid. I've always wanted to be in their life, and
when you tell me tried, when
well,
you
I've
said
always
want,
been in,
you mm-hmm. you said wanna. Be a good father so much in the beginning, I started to say, you're Mr. Wannabe Daddy, or are you a good daddy? Because you kept saying, I want to be.
Right. Got to watch my words, yeah. I believe,
well,
I know that I
am. Not just your words, yes. Mm-hmm. Not just your words,
I know that
also
I
your actions. And now you're telling me you're trying.
Right.
That's why I asked you, could your mother and father to come together for the children? No, they didn't.
Right.
Now, your circumstances, the children's mother, because of her situation, asked you, could she come stay? You said,
yeah.
No.
Yes.
Can you see how this is the same experience? It just appears to be different. You didn't even try to work this out.
Well, I've been there, and I mean, I've been there on several occasions, and me and her have never
Oh, y'all got along. That's why y'all got children. Don't tell me y'all didn't get along. Oh, y'all got along very well.
True. Well, we haven't been getting along for a long time. And
What's a long time?
Well, we have been out of the relationship, I'd say about 5 years.
That's not a long time.
What's her real problem?
What's her real problem?
Her real problem is that she has no direction. She doesn't want anything in life. If anything that I wanted to be progressive. I give you an example. When we were together, there's many examples, but I just give you this one. I wanted to move to Maryland. Just to get away from her family. And to get away from her family because her family was, like, holding her back. Well, she was holding herself because nobody could hold you back. I understand that. But I think she was using them as an excuse to hold herself back. So I wanted to take myself, her, and my children to another state. I live in Virginia. It's not too far away from our family, but it's far enough to where we can have our own life and be progressive in our own relationship. She used to drink a lot. She said she stopped drinking, but she used to drink a lot.
So what is it? Let me ask you this. Thank you for that. What is it that you want? What do you want?
I want my children. I want to be able to raise them in a positive way, not without her, but in a way where I believe that I know that I have their best interests at heart. With her, it's about, in my opinion, it's about a control thing, you know.
No, I want you to tell me what you want in life.
What I want in life is to raise my children. That's why I originally called, to raise my children, to have a great life, to have them.
No, I want you to tell me what you want in life. You're going to raise your children anyway.
Yes.
So what do you want in life?
What do you want? I want love. I want peace. I want happiness.
That's what Al Green wanted, too, until that girl committed suicide and threw grits, love, peace, and happiness.
Yeah.
What do you want, for real? I want you to think about this, seriously.
Well, I can give you...
What do you want in life?
I want a great relationship. I want to be married.
Is it safe to say you really don't know what you want?
I think I do. I mean, I don't want to go on and on about what I want.
But you still haven't said anything. First, you said you want to raise your children, but you're going to do that anyway. That's not what you want in life. What do you want in life? For real. If you don't know, say you don't know. What do you want?
What do I want in life? Now, I can give you spiritually.
Hold on.
Okay.
There is probably a couple of thousand people listening to the show right now.
Yes.
If I were to click the phone and ask any of them what they want,
Mm-hmm.
90% of them would know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be, I have to go to the spiritual what I want, on this what I want, on that what I want. They're going to know what they want. So the reason I bring this up to you is I want you to stop saying what your ex don't want. She don't have no direction and don't know what she wants, because you don't either.
Mm.
You don't either. You said she wants to control, right?
Yeah, of the children, yeah.
She wants it, but your whole mission has been to raise my children. You want control, too. So y'all are one in the same. I don't understand what the problem is. How come y'all ain't together? That's love and happiness. Because y'all want the same thing. That's a match made in heaven. The same thing. She wants to control the children. You want to control the children. She don't know what she want. You don't know what you want. Y'all are both control freaks. But the sad thing is we got these babies in the middle while y'all are trying to work out your control issues.
Well, I don't look at it in that way. I understand what you're saying. Both of us want control. Now, as far as me controlling this situation with my children, now, I give you an example. When they were with her, they miss 20, 30 days out of school. When they're with me, they don't miss any days out of school.
Okay.
When they're with me,
but here's the thing. Let me tell you something from a mother point of view. It's real easy for you to say what happened. You don't know why they missed those days out of school. You truly don't know because you were not there.
I do know.
Wait. No, you don't know. You know what someone has told you or what they have said it was. Wait a minute. Let me tell you why. Hold on. Okay. Let me tell you how I know you wasn't there. Because there is no way in hell if you was there, those kids would have missed that day. They wouldn't have missed that many days if you were there. So you don't know. You do not know.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You have not said that you're taking any responsibility of anything yet. The only thing I've heard is what you want to be and what you're trying to do. What you want to do and what you're trying to do. But what have you taken complete responsibility for? It's everybody but you. It's your daddy. It's your ex. What about you? Because it takes two to tangle.
Right. And I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just making...
Right. You're not blaming, but you're also not taking responsibility for anything. Was that relationship only a relationship with your ex? Who was that relationship with your ex? That was only with your ex?
The relationship, yes.
So you wasn't involved in that relationship?
Yes, I was. But like I was saying, was that, you know, everybody has their mindset of what they want to do in a relationship. And
of course.
What type of relationship they want it to be.
Of course, of course.
And what type of relationship they want to
be. Chris, let me ask you. How many relationships have you been in? How many relationships have you been in?
Wow. Serious relationships?
How many relationships have you been in?
Committed relationships?
How many relationships?
I mean, you have to go committed, committed, uncommitted.
This is what I'm saying. You don't want to take responsibility. You don't. You kind of doing your daddy. You trying to be the great guy. How many relationships have you been in?
I've probably been in like seven relationships.
Seven relationships.
Yes.
Who comes as a common denominator in each one of these relationships? What do all of these relationships have in common?
Well, all of them ended.
What do these relationships, what's the common denominator in all of these relationships?
They ended in, in disagreement.
No. What is the common denominator, the one thing that each one of these relationships have in common with each other?
That's... What it has in common is ending in disagreement.
So you telling me, because you're a very intelligent brother, and you trying to tell me that you've seen all of these damn relationships and something was wrong with all of these relationships, correct? Something was wrong with all of these relationships, correct? You said they all ended. Something was wrong with all of these relationships, right?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. You are the common denominator in all of these relationships. But you couldn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you in these relationships? Where are you at when they're going on? What, you sitting in the corner? You ain't that type of brother. Where are you at?
I'm there. I mean, I don't know if...
You're a bystander. You're a bystander in your own relationship.
I have been. I will agree with you there because I've come to that agreement with myself. As far
when
as,
you come to this, Chris, when this revelation hits you,
it came to me recently with this with the custody situation. I mean, I could have. I don't like to say should have because I don't like to use that word. Should. But I could have jumped on that situation as far as me getting the custody, as far as me standing my ground, and as far as me doing what I have to do to secure my children in the way that I feel they could have been secured. Like when they were here with me.
Chris,
I want you to say this,
and if you need me to talk about you like you talked about your daddy, I'm going to say it. You're a good guy, but a not so good daddy.
Mm.
You're a good guy, but you ain't a not-so-good daddy. So you telling me this whole conversation has been about your children, and you seen a situation that you felt in your heart, damn what Miss Blue say, was not good for them, and your ass did not take the responsibility to change it. One thing you should never do from this day forth, you should never, ever speak out of your mouth and ever say you mad at your daddy for you cutting up like this. Oh, you just told us your dream was to raise your children.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you did not take the responsibility to do what you needed to do to secure the safety and well-being of what you say you live in, eating, breathing for. I will stamp great guy on your ass. But you damn sure won't get great daddy.
But I don't know. I don't understand what you're saying, sister. Because that's what I have been doing. Is
no. You said your own admission. I'll admit, I didn't move fast enough. Didn't you just say that?
Right. But how does that make me not a good father? If
because
I didn't.
If that, wait a minute. You know why it doesn't make you a good father? Because you said that your dream in your life was to raise your children. Then how did your dream come and you act like you 20 feet from stardom? You let your dream go for real? What was this fantastic reason you let your dream go? What did you sleep on your dream for?
I'm lost now, sister, because I didn't let them go.
Are your children with you right now?
No, because she told me that she was going to take them for 2 weeks.
Hold on a second. Stop right there.
Yes.
Stop right there.
Yes.
I want you to go back to your words when you said, "I'll admit that I slept on this." You don't remember saying that? Just a couple of seconds ago.
Yes.
Okay. So what did you sleep on? Tell us again what you slept on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I slept on the fact that,
No. Just tell us. What did you sleep on?
I slept on the fact to get information that I needed to get what I needed to secure my children in a good environment that they are in.
And stop right there. So you don't understand what I'm telling you? That ain't a good daddy. Nowhere in the world would somebody classify somebody who says that is their sole purpose.
Mm-hmm.
As that being a good daddy. And then you're going to tell me you listening to the person that you say is confused and let her family control her. You listen, all of a sudden, she gets to get a fantastic idea and you don't check that out? So that's why I ask you, what is your real dream? For real.
I mean, that is my dream. I mean, do you see it as being something else? I mean, what do you see?
It ain't your real dream, because you're gonna raise your children regardless. Eat, sleep, breathing them? No.
What?
So why didn't you sleep on it again? Why didn't you go do the research to secure them? Why didn't you do this again? Explain this to me, especially when you already know that they were in a situation where they wasn't in school for a whole month when they were with her. So why did you allow this to happen again?
Well,
tell me,
that's what
why,
I'm saying.
Why you allowed this?
When I found out about the situation, shortly after that, they came with me. Shortly after that.
So you
that,
let
they
them
came.
Go again. Right. And you let them
no,
go
I let
again.
Them, I let them. I mean, I'm not, and I don't mean to talk over you, sister.
No, go ahead.
Okay. But I let them, because that's their mother. They love their mother just as much as they love me. And I let them, we had a talk, and I told her how I felt about past situations and everything. That's null and void. But
mm-hmm.
we talked, and she said that she was going to take them for 2 weeks. At that point, I didn't have any reason to think that she will, you know, she wasn't really about her word as far as that was concerned.
Are you kidding me?
Well,
you just sat here
I'm
and saying, told us this woman's MO, she was drinking, she let her
yes.
family rule her, she doesn't
yes.
know what she wants, she don't have no direction, and she tries to use the children as a control issue. And so now all of a sudden you want us to have us thinking of you as a pretty intelligent brother, that all of a sudden you went stupid for a moment. That's what you're saying?
Now, I didn't look at myself as being stupid. I thought that she would bring them back. It's, you know, being that the
I just want to jump in and
me.
Say we're about to go to the after hour.
Oh,
we got about
okay.
10 seconds right. left.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Esther, because
no
we need to talk about this. We need
I know,
about
I know.
We need to talk about this. Remix family, as we get ready to close out, download, peace and love. Make sure you leave a comment. If you like it on Facebook, like it all over the world. Much love, warm spirit, peace and blessings, everyone. All right, Chris, we're in the after hours.
Okay, I can continue?
Yes, continue.
Oh, okay. Well, like I said, when we had a discussion, she said she was going to take them for 2 weeks. I had no reason, you know, to like
so,
where they're at.
So
now,
can I have to jump in, and I hate
yes.
to, no, I'm not even going to say I hate to keep cutting you off. I'm doing it on
sure.
purpose right now, but I need to get you to think about this. So mm-hmm. why didn't you just let her move in, since you could just talk to her and things could be right? Since you thought that conversation made you feel good enough, they love their mother, and you, of course, didn't want to get in between that, why tell her no for her to come in? That way you two could do what was in the best interest of the children, since just talking to her made everything okay.
Well, we're not in a relationship as far as...
No. I'm saying move in so she can be close to the children.
Because our relationship is over. It's no reason.
But that ain't
for
this
us.
Ain't got nothing to do with you. This is about making a sacrifice for, as you said, the well-being of your children.
Right.
That's your
and
whole
I,
mission in life. Not to get another girl, not to be in a relationship. Why didn't you say, why don't you move in? Because I need to see, before I let my children go somewhere with you, how this
mm-hmm.
is really going to be. See, that's
mm-hmm.
a good daddy. That's an example.
Mm-hmm.
A good daddy is also going to ensure, after you done showed me the bullshit you can put my kids through, even though you
mm-hmm.
love them,
yeah.
I'm going to make sure that when you do take them, that I have paperwork and we have things together that state
right.
you're going to bring them back where you know well, is the best place. We both know for them to be.
Right. And I, in hindsight is 2020, you know.
No, you don't get to use hindsight 2020 with your life purpose and your dream, baby. Those are your children. You do high insight is 2020 with some chick on the side. You don't do that with your children because you don't get a second chance, as you can see, to just go back and make it right.
Right.
Your whole goal is to aspire to be a good daddy. I want you to stop. I want you to throw that fucking dream in the garbage and start being a good daddy, not wannabe. Stop trying to make things right and make the shit right and start taking your responsibility in things that are going on. Otherwise, you're doing exactly what she's doing.
Right.
Case closed. It's just a different angle. It doesn't make it better. If something were to happen right now, you would never forgive yourself.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right, sister.
So,
all right.
You can do it. Get your paperwork, get your stuff in order, and go get your damn children.
That's
and if
right.
you have to bring her back, bring her ass back too, and tell her to go sit in a corner somewhere.
That's right, sister.
All right.
All right.
And then I want you to go back and download and listen to this again so you can really hear where you are. Stop being a fucking bystander in your relationships.
Right.
Own it for real. For real, for real. Playtime is over. Own it for real.
That's right.
You got it. All right.
Got
peace and love.
All
right.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Dreams, everybody. Dreams. Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah, I want to send some love out to Sebastian. I think it probably was his Skype connection. yes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're going to send some big loves out to you, Sebastian. And, yeah. Always a great share, though, here on The Remix.
Yeah.
Always a great share. Wow, I don't even know. Somebody mentioned me on Facebook. What did they say? Ah, that's Shaylin. I don't even know what Shaylin done said. Shaylin, you still on the phone? What you done said, Shaylin? Oh, my goodness. Yes, we're going to send love out to Sebastian because this definitely was inspiration. Based upon the work that I have seen. If you guys haven't seen his TEDx talk, you want to check that out. The trailer for that movie, excellent film, and just really alchemy at its best when it comes to these things of using social media and really playing with dreams and also using all kinds of stuff. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, y'all
Absolutely.
Got some dreams out there.
Yeah, big dreams. Big
y'all
dreams.
Got some big dreams. Yes, and don't forget, you guys, Thursday night in The Remix, Roy Ayers is coming. Yes, Thursday night. I am so looking forward to that.
Yes.
Thursday night. I am going to be... just beside myself, the 19th, Roy Ayers is going to be live. It's a Remix exclusive, all exclusive, Roy Ayers. Woo! Well, Esther, it's been fun, and I guess a great call to end
it has
for the brother,
fun.
The
yes.
daddy, for all the daddies out there that's holding it down for real.
Yeah.
You know, big love to that brother and his dream and all of you out there that have your dream. Think about your philosophy. Think about your psychology. Begin to line them up for yourself and become one. Never give up on your dreams. And hey, first know what your dreams are. Think about the woman in the restaurant with the glass half full. What are you worth? Are you truly priceless? Don't tell nobody you ain't worth a glass of water. Don't ever do that.
Because
when you do that, you're saying to yourself, I'm not even worth this.
And also be prepared. If it's your dream, if it's what you want to do, if it's what you're passionate about, then you need to be on your shit at all times. I mean, that's just
all
the real
time.
Deal. So be prepared for when you do get your moment in the spotlight so that you're ready, you know.
That's right. Just like tonight. We were prepared. So therefore, it didn't matter whether the guest
showed or not.
That's
right. Yes.
You know, imagine if we wasn't prepared, we'd be over here talking about hubba bubba.
What we gonna do?
What
y'all think we should do, you know?
What y'all talking about? You know, what's really going on? So, it is about being prepared all the time, staying ready, you know, staying on your A game, you know, really keeping on top of your A game, doing your work, doing it with passion, you know, doing it with love and at the same time doing it with grace and ease and, you know, and ease and not being a paper chaser. Can't chase no money.
Yeah.
Be a paper chaser. Wasn't there a song called Paper Chaser? I don't know. Let's see if we got that song up here about paper chasing. Let's see if we got that. I know Paper Chaser is a song, y'all. For real. Esther, you don't know that song, Paper Chaser?
I don't know if I know what she's
It's like rapping. I'm a paper chaser. You know what a paper chaser is. Y'all don't know that song, Paper Chaser? For real? Y'all don't really know that? Y'all don't know that song?
I don't know about that.
Y'all don't know. You're gonna make me find the song Paper Chaser. I'm gonna find the song. I'm gonna tell you who sings it. Watch Paper Chaser. Watch.
Calabar said that's before her time.
Before her time? Are you kidding me, Polly Mark? For real? Let me find her. And when I do play Paper Chaser, I don't want none of y'all asses dancing.
Who made it, though? I need to know who made it. Maybe I don't know.
I don't know who made it. That's why it's called Paper Chaser. Hold on.
Rihanna.
No, this ain't Rihanna. Yes, I done found the damn song. Hold up, y'all, because y'all gonna hear Paper Chaser. Hold on. I'm trying to get the original Paper Chaser because it looked like a whole bunch of people been chasing paper. Let's see. Let's see if we can find. That may not be the real name of the song, so let me preface. Okay? As Baby Blue would say, I am known to jack up the name of a damn song. So give me a minute. But I think it's called Paper Chaser. If it's not called Paper Chaser, he say Paper Chasing the whole damn song. Okay, let's see, y'all. Hold on. Let me see. See, y'all kind of... Yes, listen, I'm going to play it. Y'all hear that?
Oh,
y'all know
now.
Come up with them clowns.
Okay, Remix family. Now y'all know what Paper Chase is.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about. All you had to say was juvenile. I think everybody would have known that Paper Chase. This book. That is too funny.
Juvenile said you get, you know he was talking about child support. He said he was talking about child support in there. He said you gonna let somebody come up on you, huh? You gonna let somebody just do that to you, right? You a paper chase.
Oh my goodness.
Y'all gonna let, yeah, y'all know about paper chases. Yeah.
Wow. Only in the remix. Only in the remix.
Well, y'all, I'm just telling you, don't be a paper chaser. Don't make me pull out no more songs on y'all. Because, it's a couple of more that can describe what's really going on, too, now.
Y'all acting like...
Stop it. Y'all trying to act like y'all ain't know about paper chasing. Y'all, please. Y'all was, whatever. Y'all know about paper chasing?
Yeah.
Some of y'all called in tonight talking about y'all was paper chasing. Now all of a sudden nobody don't know about paper chasing. Right? Y'all know about purse paper chasing?
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all said, ooh, we don't know about paper chasing. Y'all know about paper chasing.
Yeah.
Somebody called in about paying bills. Y'all know about that. Destiny's Child told us about, can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Yes, y'all know about that. Just too much.
Wow.
Yes, this was a really, really great evening, and we covered a lot of stuff. We did, and still stay true to dreams. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to play something for y'all. Let's see here. I want to play. Oh, say my name. We got to play something. Let's see. Hold on, you guys. Hold on. I got something good for you. Good. Let's see.
Life and time. I've sung a lot of songs and made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life on stages with 10,000 people watching. Well, but we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Baby, can't you see through me? We're alone now, and I'm singing a song. And it's
Space bed. We gon' get married in June.
All right, Remix family. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. And
yes.
Everybody have an amazing week. It's been fun, as always. See you guys on Thursday night. Don't forget, Remix exclusive. Roy Ayers is going to be joining us here live tonight in the house. It was great hanging out with you, Esther, and the rest of the Remix family.
Yes, it was. Had an awesome time, as usual.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Well, peace and love, everyone. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, I want you to love it over on Facebook, love it over on iTunes, love it right here, and leave a message. So peace and love to everyone. Much love, warm spirit, and we're going to get out of here. Peace and love, everyone.
Peace.